My name is Matt Ryan. We are joined on the phone right now by Rick Duff. Rick, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
Good. You, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So let's talk about your new tune, Ford Ranger. Tell us a little bit about the story behind this one, kind of how this one came to be, and the writing process with this one.
Yeah, so, it's a great song. I love this song. I think it's a great rock, country rock song. And it's actually because I'm a bricklayer in life. I used to do that for the past 10 years. So before I left my job for a full-time music job. Now, back then, I used to be a bricklayer, and I bought that Ford Ranger 2008 Ford Ranger.
Yeah.
And I used to do little jobs with it from here and there, masonry jobs, bricklaying jobs. And I find that truck, or I found, sorry for my English, I'm a French Canadian.
So no problem
at all. It's a little bit awkward sometimes for me, but... Yeah, I found that truck was so reliable. It's like the best little truck ever, and I really wanted to pay tribute to that truck and write a song about it. And then one of my friends, because I was preaching about that truck a lot, and I was always talking good about the Ford Ranger, and some of my buddies, they started to send me memes, or some videos on Instagram about the truck. And one of them was the Seaboys TV Ford Ranger. I don't know if you ever heard of that Ford Ranger before, but it's a dually Cummins, six wheels Cummins motor Ford Ranger. The truck can howl like a train wagon. Mm-hmm. It's crazy strong.
Right.
And so we decided to write a song about it, saying that my Ford Ranger wishes to look like the Seaboys TV Ford Ranger. And what's crazy about it is that these guys actually heard the song at some point, and it's crazy.
So that's great to hear kind of how the story came to be about that one. And you know what? Hats off to you. Your English is awesome. I can't imagine doing an interview in another language that maybe you're not super comfortable in. So we appreciate it. And your English is very, very good.
Man, thank you.
Rick, what's the next little bit looking like for you? Got any shows continuing to songwrite? What's the next little bit looking like for you?
Yeah, I just released my first album, my debut album called Forever Reckless, and so it's out since October 17th. It's been a great deal of good criticism. People are enjoying it so far, and we have a tour booked now. I don't know how to say it in English, but
right.
I don't want to brag about it.
I think
we're on 100 show year looking on it.
Oh,
now.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm pretty stoked. Yeah, so we're going to be touring mostly Quebec, I'd say. And look, there's duck flying by right now. Oh, man. And a couple of shows for sure touring. I wish that I could tour a little bit across Canada, like Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, whatnot, Ontario. Mm-hmm. If Ontario wants Montreal Canadiens fans in their... Well, anyway, lots of shows coming, and new music for sure. Album number 2 is already in the making. We're in the studio. I'm writing songs, and we're working hard, having fun.
That's awesome. If people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, is there social media platforms, website people can check out? How can people keep up to date with what you're up to?
Well, there's the rickduffmusic.com, where you can find all of the dates, tour dates, music, merch, and a little bit more about me, like my bio and everything. Or you can go Instagram at Rick Duff Music, TikTok at Rick Duff Music, Facebook at Rick Duff. I'm trying to be everywhere. The only platform I don't have it's X, I think, Twitter.
Right.
But I don't know how to use that platform. Never been a friend of that platform, but I'll probably open one soon enough. But yeah, Rick Duff Music mostly everywhere. RickDuffMusic.com for more info.
That's awesome. When you say you don't know how to use that platform, that's basically me and TikTok. I don't get it. Don't know how. Really. I just watch videos.
Yeah. There's platforms like that. There's things like that where you never got along with.
Right.
I don't know.
That's me and TikTok. So I completely understand where you're coming from. Rick, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, loving the sound of the new tune, and wish you all the best. And I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Man. Thanks to you, Matt. Have a great one, man.